And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. My title tonight is, How Do You Know? How do you know? I got the Holy Ghost, went home next morning, I told folks at the breakfast table, I said, I got the Holy Ghost last night. My dad said, How do you know? I said, I spoke in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. I know what God give me. 18 times the book of John says, we know. 1 John by itself. That little book in the New Testament. 18 times it has we know, or a derivative thereof, or a variation thereof, all through it, at least 18 times. Amen. Anytime God says we know 18 times, we ought to know something. Amen. Hey, yet somebody come along and say, How do we know? Well, I'm going to tell you. Amen. What the Bible said. How do we know? Praise God. Hey. Do you really want to know? That's the question. How many like to know? Amen. At least more. Huh? How many of you know and you'd like to know more? Hold up your hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to what John says. Seems like John, he majors in this quite a bit, you know. Jesus said, If any man will do his will, he shall know. Now, if you just will be to do his will, you'll know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that willeth to do his will, he shall know. Hallelujah. The grand conclusion of 1 John chapter 2 is, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Hey, you can know. People don't live right and go to church all the time that don't know. There's something happened in their life. There's something happened in Brother Sloan's life. Amen. Spencer and Rob Booth, they told you tonight that they was raised in bars. They didn't have no God in their home. Amen. Their parents were in bars from the time they can remember. Amen. And one day, Sandra invited them to church. Praise God, they came to church and got saved. Amen. And over 2 years ago, in the middle of Don Rich's revival, we had a wedding right here in front of the altar. Because they got saved. Hallelujah! Hey, God, good! Woo-wee. Amen. Glory to God. If you really want to know, you'll know. Hallelujah. Amen. I like this. Praise God. There's just so many good things here. I'll have to hurry. And I will hurry. You know I'm not a very long-winded preacher. Praise God. But what a grand conclusion in chapter 2. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Born again. Hallelujah. Not only do you know yourself, but others know it by looking at you. Hey, Rob's made a change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He made a change. Amen. Chapter 3. Why Jesus came. Praise God. He came that we might know. ye know that he, verse 5, and ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Hallelujah. That's why he came, so we could know. Hereby we know that we are of the truth. It's also chapter 3, verse 19. Hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. We're going to do that by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we know why he came. And his coming was not in vain. Can you say amen? Anybody think that he came to do it and then can't do it? Anybody think that he came to do it in accomplishment and he's not able? Amen. My poor dad right here in front of this altar, second time he came to this altar, I got down real close to him and said, son, I can't get a hold of God. He could if he would. Amen. You got to want to worse than anything else in this world. Praise God. Third chapter, 24th verse. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him. What is his main commandment? Love one another. Love God. Now that takes care of our relationship. You see, all our sins have to do with relationship. Our relationship to God and our relationship with our neighbor, the people we live with. Amen. If you love your neighbor, you won't steal from him. If you love your neighbor, you won't do him wrong. If you love your neighbor, you'll do him right. Or her right. Amen. He that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him, and hereby we know that he abideth in us. Oh, get a load of this. By the Spirit that he hath given us. You see, you used to have the wrong spirit. Now, you got the right spirit. Praise God. Oh, chapter 4. Amen. How do you know the right spirit? Everybody's got questions. Young Christians particularly got questions. So he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. You can't listen to everything and everybody. But now how do I know? Hereby you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Amen. And Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't believe any of it. They are. You back them into a corner and back them right down to what they really believe. Amen. And they say, we're Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't believe that Christ was bodily raised from the dead. They don't believe he's the only begotten Son of God, our only Savior. I backed them right down in the corner. Amen. Up there in front of the hedge, in front of the house. Didn't even invite them in the house. Talking to them on the outside. And when I backed them right down to the bare nub, they said, we are Jehovah's Witnesses. They could care less if Christ was raised from the dead bodily. Amen. I said, when they usually went and knock on the door, I said, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead bodily, we don't have anything to talk about because neither one of us can be saved. Goodbye. Amen. No use to mess around. Why build churches? Why waste your time? Amen. And all kinds of religious activity when it's an exercise in uselessness. Amen. It's a travesty. Amen. My. Hereby we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. I could read a whole lot, and probably I should. You're of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Everybody believes that. Say amen. Amen. Wave at me once in a while. Hallelujah. Amen. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. Who? False prophets. People of the wrong spirit. They're looking for a religion without any cross. Jehovah's Witnesses are looking for religion without any hell in it. They're scared to death of hell. Why labor to air-condition hell if you're not going? They must be trying to move in, you know, because they're trying to air-condition hell. Amen. I ain't moving into hell. I don't care whether it's air-conditioned or not. By the grace of God, I'm going to a place where there's no heat, no cold. The climate's just right. Amen. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He is not of God, heareth us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What does the spirit of truth do? John said it heareth us. Spirit of truth loves the book. Amen. There was a time they said that England was a nation of the book. When England became no longer a nation of the book, then America had to bail her out of two world wars. Amen. And save her. Why is America great? Because she is a nation of the book. Amen. But we're being infiltrated fast by false religion and by wicked, idolatrous religion. Amen. Have no Christ. Amen. If America becomes a nation with a convenient religion, the missing cross that goes with old-time religion will go down. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen. That's chapter 4 of 1 John. Amen. How can we know? Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That's how you can know. It makes you love everybody. That's how you can know. By this, we know we passed from death into life because we love the brethren. Amen. Run out of love? You might have run out of God. Huh? Amen. Fuel is another thing for gas. You run out of fuel, probably run out of gas. Unless you're Oscar Oakley and he runs out of diesel. Amen. It comes from the same source. Amen. It's just not quite as refined as gas is. It's still fuel. Amen. Fuel and gas is almost a synonymous term when it comes to automobiles, generally speaking. Love and God is a synonymous term. You run out of love, you run out of God. You run out of God, you run out of love, first thing. What do? You quit church, you quit fellowshipping with the people of God. Amen. Oh, a lot of good things to read in this fourth chapter. No man has seen God at any time, verse 12. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his spirit. We got the right spirit. How do we know? We love one another. We don't love one another. We got the wrong spirit. We love the people of God because He has given us His Spirit. And that Spirit is love. Amen. Whosoever should confess, verse 15, that Jesus is the Son of God, dwelleth in Him, and He in God, and we have known, that's past tense of know, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. Wave at me. It's a good sign. Amen. Makes me love everybody. Oh, they're singing that, you know, with such zeal and spirit. Amen. Boy was saying, it makes me love everybody. Amen. He looked around. His mother-in-law walked in. He said, almost. Amen. It'll even make you love your mother. Even make you love your father-in-law. Amen. Even make you love your son-in-law. Well, amen. Most of the time, anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. Preacher said when he gave his daughter, beautiful daughter, away to this man in the wedding, said it was like taking a fine Stradivarius violin and turn it over to a gorilla. Amen. But you got to love everybody. Amen. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Hallelujah. Chapter 5. Praise God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. You say you love God, you are a Jehovah Witness. If you really love Jehovah, you'll love his son. If you don't love his son, you're a false prophet. You are not Jehovah's Witness. You are a farce. You are a hypocrite. You say you're Jehovah's Witnesses and don't love Jehovah's Son? Amen. There ain't no such animal as somebody loving God and don't love his Son. Jesus preached more about hell than he did heaven. And Brother Sanders told us this morning, preached more about money than he did all of it. Amen. Now, we love the preacher as long as he don't get on our pocketbook. He can shoot us anywhere he wants to. Amen. He can't kill us. But when he shoots us in the pocketbook, it kills us dead as a hammer. Why? Because we love something better than we love God. Amen. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Well, what's that got to do with loving the children of God? Because the commandments have to do with your love to your neighbor and your love to your God. Amen. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and your neighbors yourself. On this hang all the law and the commandments. By this we know that we love the children of God. Is that important? That we love the children of God? How are you going to work together if you don't love the children of God? How can two walk together except they be great? Do you ever wonder why people claim to be a Christian and never go to church? Or go to church on a part-time job? Just go to church and love to keep up the seniority so they'd vote in the election. Amen. They don't love their neighbor. They don't really love their brother. Amen. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And the love of God says his commandments are not grievous. See, anybody say it's too hard to live for God? No, it is not. Not if you love him. Not hard at all. He loved him. Amen. Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel and woke up with the wrong woman the next morning. He worked 7 more years to get Rachel. 14 years to get Rachel. Amen. Why? Because he loved Rachel. Hard work changed his wages 10 times. Amen. Old Laban was hooking and crooking Jacob. What was wrong with Jacob? He's just reaping what he sowed. He hooked and crooked his brother, and so now he's getting hooked and crooked. Amen. He hooked and crooked his brother once, got his birthright. Amen. And ran away with it and hooked him twice. Amen. And fooled his old daddy and put that hair on his arms and brought that kid to him and his mama jumped the gun. Amen. And he got hooked and crooked 10 times for them too. Reaped what he sowed. What made the difference? When Jacob buried all that jewelry under that oak tree and went further than anybody else and wrestled with God. And you know what? When Jacob got right with God, he was right with his brother. Amen. And you know what he did? He sent him a gift. Sent it on ahead. I mean a whole herd of cattle he sent him to. Amen. Whole herd of sheep he sent him to. I mean Esau's coming down the road with blood in his eye because his old brother Jacob's hooked and crooked him. Amen. He's going to get even. And all of a sudden he said, what's this? All this herd of sheep. And the servant said, it's Jacob's gift to you. What's this? All this herd of these goats. It's Jacob's gift to you. What's all these animals? It's Jacob's gift to you. Merry Christmas, Esau. Well, not Merry Christmas, but happy reunion. We're going to get back together. Amen. Happy Hanukkah or something. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? The fire went dead in Esau. Praise God. And when he finally got to Jacob, he told him, says, Jacob, God's blessed me too. I have enough. Keep that which you have. Oh, Jacob said, I want you to have. Why did Jacob bring a gift to Esau? It wasn't hard neither. Because he had prayed through and got right with God. And when he got right with God, he was right with his brother. You get right with God, you'll be right with your mother. You get right with God, you'll be right with your father. You get right with God, you'll be right with your sister. You get right with God, you'll be right with your husband. You get right with God, you'll be right with your wife. Amen. You get right with God, you'll be right with your neighbor. What's he got to do with my neighbor? He done me wrong. You'll forgive him, treat him just like nothing ever happened. Wake up the next morning, smile at him. Wave at him. Amen. He may drive down the driveway, sold up, meet you, you know, all sold up, you know, and look at you like you came from another country. Amen. But you just keep smiling and waving. After a while, he'll smile away. Hey? Amen. By this we know. Praise God. So much to preach on today. And this is the confidence we have in him, verse 14, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, do you think we can know any such thing as that? Well, Brother Carpenter called me a while ago, and he said they fixed me up with a digital hearing aid, said all computerized and everything. Said, I'm doing better, he said. But he said, I'm still having trouble singing with the music. Everything he said is out of tune. Amen. But he's doing better because he got him a computerized digital hearing aid. And Brother Heisel can hear better. He can talk on the phone even. He was talking to me on the phone a while ago. Amen. You think God has any trouble hearing? Huh? You think God needs a hearing aid? You think he'll hear you, Brother Stanford? Amen. You think God hears you, Brother Witt? Praise God. He ain't deaf, is he? Amen. You think God hears you, Rob? You think God hears you when you pray? He even hears the sinner. That publican came to the altar and he said, "Oh, God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And you know what Jesus said? He went away justified. God heard him. God hears the honest to God prayer of anybody. He can even hear whispers. He can even hear thoughts like this blasted on a loudspeaker. Whew. That's scary, ain't it? Amen. I'm glad he don't blast some of mine on a loudspeaker. Amen. You ever pray, "God, forgive me for such thoughts"? Huh? The devil suggests thoughts to you. Amen. So I pray, "God, forgive me for such thoughts." You say, "Well, I was tempted to..." Is it a sin? Not unless you let it have a lodging place. The birds fly over your head, the old adage says. You can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. Come on. Amen. You can't keep evil thoughts from coming, but you don't have to provide a lodging place for them. You don't have to build a room on your house and say, "Come on in." Huh? Hallelujah. And we know that he hears us. And whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. What good is it that we know that God hears? Because a Christian life is a life of prayer. And there's nothing more hopeless than a person that don't think God hears their prayer. Amen. We know, verse 18, I've got three more no's. Amen. Has my nose got into your business tonight? Amen. I've got three more. Praise God. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth. That's in the continued sense. That don't mean that sometimes he might stumble and fall. Might not stumble and fall. Amen. But he gets up. He don't stay down. Amen. He sinneth not. Not in the continue. He's not in the habitual sense. A sinner. Amen. He may fail because he's human. But he will succeed because God is divine. And God hears and answers prayer. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. Why? I'm covered by the blood. Praise God. And we know that we are of God. How many know that? Say amen. You're doing good. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's why he told us not to love it. Here in this book of 1 John, 2nd chapter, told us not to love the world. Amen. Anything that's in the world. If any man love the world, love the Father's not in him. Amen. Why? The whole world lieth in wickedness. The devil's still running it. He's the god of this world. Amen. And last, we know. And we know that the Son of God is come. How many believe that? Say amen. How many is glad he came? Say amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. And hath given us understanding. How many is glad of that? Say amen. An understanding heart. That we may know him. Oh, that's one I didn't underline. One more. That we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Of course, it's in the same 20th verse. It said, we know the Son of God is come. Amen. This is the true God and eternal life. Why do we need to know all these things? 14th verse. Amen. And this is a confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Hallelujah. We know. Say we know. Say I'm glad we know. I'm glad I can know. Now 19 times. If I don't miscount. If I didn't miss another one. 19 times. In 1 John. He said. We know. Hallelujah. Last of all. Little children. Keep yourselves. From idols. How do we know what's an idol? Anything that takes our mind and time instead of God is an idol. Anything that keeps us away from God's altar, away from the house of God, from our attendance upon the things of God, no matter what it is, it's an idol. Friend came to me trembling in his soul. A while back. Amen. He was under conviction. In and out. Up and down. Amen. He spent his Sundays playing golf. He wanted us to have church at 8 o'clock in the morning so he could come to church before he went to the freeway. Amen. Fairway. Amen. And almost same thing, ain't it? Amen. Just driving a different car. Huh? Praise God. And, amen. He said, I felt like God told me to throw all my golf equipment in the dumpster. And I said, that's what y'all do. And I tried to help him. We prayed, and he prayed through, and he did that. And then somebody got a hold of him from another Pentecostal church. And gave him a whole bunch more golf equipment. And you know what? He's right back at it again. He's hooked. He needs to be coming here to church, but he's ashamed. Shame to come here to church. Shame to face the people. So he's going to another church that has an invisible cross. You don't have to bear the cross. Amen. You know what I think he's going to have to do before he feels right with God? He's going to have to take them other golf equipment and throw them in the same dumpster. He's going to have to shuck off this world. Amen. He said, if I build again things which I once destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Amen. Oh, it may be things worse than golf. I'm sure there is in this world. There may be games that's not as clean that people are all involved in. Amen. But that's what got Ira Stanfield's home. That's what got his wife. They played golf every day until she came home so tired that she didn't feel like going to church. She quit going to church with two babies, two little children. One day, Ira Stanfield came home. Amen. And there's a note on the table that said, I can't take it anymore. I've got to have the lights. And she went to the nightclub, took her beautiful voice to the nightclub in New York, and left him to diaper his babies. And he went to church and continued to pastor his church and was mother and father to his babies and prayed for his backslidden wife. And one night before she made entry to her act in the nightclub, miserable and wretched and tormented, she bowed her head in the dressing room, amen, and said, oh God, is there any hope for me? And prayed through. And God spoke to her and said, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. She wrote it down. Amen. And she went straight to the stage, past the one that was coaching. What's she doing out there? He said to his assistant, said, it's not her time yet. Amen. She said, Folks, you don't know it, but I'm a Pentecostal preacher's wife. But God just forgave me my sin and gave me a song. And she sung it for the first time in a nightclub. There's room at the cross for you. And there wasn't a dry in the house. And the way the story was told to me, on her way home to her husband and babies, a drunk crossed the median and hit her head on. Amen. Snatched her into eternity instantly. A scrap of paper in the car. There's room at the cross for you. Ira, put it to words and music. It's in your songbook. And there's room at the cross for you. You can know and be assured that Jesus hears and answers prayer. And we may not have long to get ready. We may not have long to know in our own heart whether Christ be in us, except we be reprobate. So examine yourselves tonight as we pray and may get ready to sing. Father, help us, Lord, to know that you hear, to know that you care, to know that you're on the throne, to know that you're able to deliver, break every fetter, and set the captive free. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Stand. And let's come around this altar and pray through till you know in your heart that God hears and answers your prayer. That you love your brother, your sister, your neighbor. For love is of God.